Okay, everyone, Erev Tov, Erev Tov. Hope everyone is doing well. Continuing our working on our daily tefillos, and we're in Ashrei. We've already had three shiurim in Ashrei, I think. I think this is the fourth in Ashrei. I'm not sure. I'll check when I post it. But I'll tell you, as I'm preparing Ashrei, mamsh hours and hours going into preparing Ashrei, I'm starting to get an inkling, only now, after saying Ashrei for over 40 years of my life, I think as I'm preparing it to really learn it well, I'm really understanding now what the Gemara means, that anyone who says Ashrei three times a day is guaranteed a place in Olam Haba, because every pasuk in Ashrei has so much beauty and so much depth to it. I apologize we're going so slow, you know, but as we said, these shiurim are not about expansiveness, but we're trying to go deep. And halavai, halavai, the two psukim that we learned tonight, that we can really appreciate them. And every time we say Ashrei, and again, this is what the shiur is, it gives you homework, that all week we should be working on the two psukim we're going to learn about tonight. And the two psukim we learn about tonight are Gadol Adonai Umuhul Ma'od V'Gdulos Lein Cheker. Great is Hashem, Umuhul Ma'od, and praised beyond, exceedingly praised. And his greatness has no cheker, has no ability to be comprehended. Dar ledar yishabach masecha ugevurasecha yagidu. From generation to generation, they will praise your actions, and your strength they will speak of. So let's jump right into these two psukim. And again, these are two psukim that they're musk midvash, sweeter than honey, to appreciate what these psukim are. First is Gadol Hashem Umuhul Ma'od. What does it mean, Gadol Hashem Umuhul Ma'od? That Hashem is great, Umuhul Ma'od, and he's exceedingly praised, that he's beyond praised. So some Mefarshim, some Rishonim, the Radak and others say that Gadol Hashem, meaning that Hashem is so great, Umuhulol, the Radak writes, or David Kimchi, one of the great Rishonim, who writes on Navi and writes on Chumash also Radak. Toras Chaim Mikras Megadolos has Radak as well. Umuhulol al kol tihilosav ki legduloso ein cheker. The Radak understands the pasuk that God is so great, umhul ma'od, and he's praised exceedingly, but it's beyond, meaning his praise, his Hashem's true praise, is beyond what we can do, because legduloso ein cheker. Because there is no way to even comprehend the greatness of Hashem. That Hashem's greatness is totally, totally beyond our understanding. So Gadol Hashem Muhul Ma'od, meaning that Hashem is very praised, but his greatness is totally beyond our comprehension. So as much as we praise Hashem, we have to know that it's not even a drop in the bucket, because his greatness is way, way beyond. But when we talk about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean, the godless of Hashem? What does it mean, great? Hashem, Gadol, literally means big. So we know from Shmona Esrei, in our Shiurim and Shmona Esrei, from many, many years ago, in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, we say, Gadol, Hakel, HaGadol, HaGibar, VaHanora. Gadol means chesed. Gadol, right, in that first bracha, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as perceived by Avram Avinu as the God of Chesed, right? That's why the great Nisayon, of course, was Hashem is the God of Givura through the Akedas Yitzchak to challenge Avram Avinu Dafka on the Midah of Chesed, that he understood that Hashem was Kulo Chesed, or love, and that was Avram Avinu, and Hashem tells him to go do something that's the absolute antithesis of Avram Avinu, absolute antithesis of the way that he understood the Ribono Shel Olam. So Gadol refers to Hashem, Hashem's Chesed. So there are some Mefarshim that say that what does it mean, Gadol Hashem Uhul Ma'od V'Duloso In Cheker? Look, Duloso In Cheker, what does it mean that Hashem's Chesed is beyond comprehension? When you really think about it, and here the Malbim talks about this, Yisod V'Shor Shavoda talks about this, because so many write on the Siddur, and especially a Perek of Tehillim like Ashrei, Tehillah LeDavid, the only that has such a chash of a beginning that's referred to as Tehillah LeDavid. So they say that it's really impossible for a person to understand the incredible chesed of Hashem, because we can't comprehend all of the spheres. We can't comprehend the different levels of existence. And therefore, the also in Cheker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love and his chesed that brought the world about. Olam chesed yibana. We have no comprehension of it. We can't be masigit. And there are others who say, there's a Talmud of the Naam Elimelech of Lezhensk, one of the early great Hasidic masters, the Naam Elimelech. So he had a Talmud that when he wrote about the Gdulasu in Cheker, what does this mean? He said, not only the godless of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, the chesed of Hashem, is beyond comprehension, just in terms of the whole universe, in terms of Hashem creating everything. But he says, just about the chesed that Hashem does with you, this is what he says. He says, "V'dulaso in cheker, gadol Hashem u'hul ma'od." Yes, Hashem is great. Hashem does so much chesed, u'muhul ma'od. And we praise Hashem so much. But the dulaso ein cheker, David HaMelech is telling us, we have no comprehension of the true greatness of Hashem. And as his Talmud of the Naam Elimelech, who's known as the Dudoin Basodeh, that was the name of his sefer, the Dudoin Basodeh, he writes that we have no comprehension of Hashem's chesed even to our neshama, even to us in our life. We can't even be masig the chesed of Hashem. We can't even really comprehend Hashem's love and Hashem's chesed for us. And that's what David HaMelech is telling us. And again, it's such an important pasuk. Please, Chevra, our learning is to be mizbonin, is to really contemplate, is to really reflect on. So, Godol Hashem uhol ma'od, that Hashem does so much chesed, that Hashem, the whole world, all of creation, so much goodness, so much kindness, muhul ma'od, and Hashem is praised so much for it. But you know what? V'l'gdulaso. In Cheker. As much as Hashem is praised over and over and over, we have to know that Hashem's Gedula, the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ahava, the love that Hashem has for you, is Ein Cheker. You can't even imagine. So if we say this Pasuk right, if we say Ashrei correctly, Lulosa Ein Cheker, David HaMelech is being made, and David HaMelech didn't have an easy life. We always have to remember the vessel that's bringing such a beautiful, beautiful teaching into this world. David HaMelech said, that Hashem's kindness is beyond investigation. You can't even be masig. We can't even understand it on any level. And then we come to the next. Dor ledor yishabach masecha, u'gevurasecha yagidu. What does it mean, dor ledor yishabach masecha? So here the Rokeach, also one of the later Rishonim, the Radak also, the Alshech also, what do they say? They say that dor ledor yishabach masecha, that every generation has a certain responsibility. We just spoke about Gadol Hashem u'hol ma'od v'gdulaso in cheker, that Hashem is so great, He loves us so deeply, does such amazing things for us, even we can't even comprehend, but u'hol ma'od, we praise Him so much. So therefore, dor ledor yishabach masecha, that from each generation has a responsibility to tell the next generation of all of these chesed of Hashem, all of these maisim of Hashem, how they've witnessed the chesed of Hashem in this world. So that is one level that the Rishonim understand. But now the Malbim has a wild idea here. And we have to know who the Malbim was to appreciate this. When did the Malbim live? The Malbim lived in the 19th century. He was born in the early 1800s. I believe he died in the early 1870s, and the Malbim was very unique. He wrote a Perush on every Sefer in Tanakh. He wrote a Perush on every Sefer in Tanakh. That's what he was known for, his revolutionary commentary on the entire Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And the Malbim was a fighter against the Reform movement, and he spoke truth to power. And because of that, if you know about the Malbim's life, he went from rabbinate to rabbinate to rabbinate, he was being kicked out of a lot of rabbinuses because he didn't hold back. He said what he felt. And again, speaking truth to the masses and to the rich and to the powerful, he didn't back down, the Malbim. But he lived in the age of explosion of knowledge. You know, think about the Industrial Revolution taking place, a rapidly changing world in the Malbim's lifetime from the beginning of the 1800s to the close to the end, to the latter half of the 1800s, into the 1870s. So listen what he says. Dar ledar yishabach masecha. You know what this means? The Malbim says, here in this parak of Tehillim, mamish on this pasuk, he says that we have to recognize that every generation, it says shevach. What is shevach? Shevach praise. Lashon of Mashpiach, that gets better. Dor l'dor yishabach masecha. That the Maise Hashem, the way that Hashem is seen in the world, dor l'dor yishabach masecha, in each generation, it's getting greater. In each generation, they have a greater appreciation of Chachmas Hashem, of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world in a way that the earlier generations didn't. And this is what he says, that Dar Ledar La'ayim B'Mase Hashem U'B'Sisri Ateva Yakiru Bam Chachmos U'Plio Shayu Ne'elamim Mirishonim. Again, Mamash, think about the scientific advancements that he's thinking about. Think about the technological advancements taking place during the 19th century. And the Malbim says that in each generation, they're able to see the God's actions and the secrets of nature, and they recognize the wisdom and wonders that were hidden from earlier generations. It's an amazing Malbim. This is amazing Malbim. It's kedai to learn tonight just to hear this Malbim. That how do we understand earlier generations having such... Granted, you know, there are a lot of things that Chazal understood and things in science that they understood in astronomy and psychology. Of course, I get that. But clearly, there are amazing scientific innovations taking place that the Rov Am, maybe, the, you know, Sod Hashem Li Reyov, as the Ramban writes, those that knew the deepest truths of Torah, they knew all the science. They had understandings. Maybe they didn't use the same words that the scientists today use, but certainly the Rov Am, the general generation, didn't have any understanding of this. And the Malbim says, therefore, Dor L'Dor Yishabach Masecha means, in each generation, the understanding gets better and better of Hashem. And there, through scientific discovery and technological advancements, and therefore, every generation has to praise Hashem anew, because it's as if the previous generation had no understanding of Hashem, didn't have a complete understanding of what, obviously they understood, they had a great understanding of Hashem through Torah, of course, but as the Rambam writes in the beginning of Yisori HaTorah, to be able to come to love of Hashem and fear of Hashem through looking at the natural world, the Mayan Sachachma Lezohar says that before Mashiach comes, a couple of centuries before, Mayan Sachachma are going to break open. The wellsprings of wisdom are just going to explode open. And I mean, come on, Chevra, this is taking place. This is taking place, and that's what the Malbim is talking about, scientific discovery and the like. But now let's take it in a different direction. There's a very, very cryptic statement made by the Chidushim, the first Ger Rebbe. And many tzaddikim, and certainly in Ger, they tried to understand what he meant. The Ger Rebbe, it's quoted in the name of Chidush Yerim, Dor l'dor yishabach masecha, shehamaisim mishubachim yoser. That the actions are getting better. What does that mean? That the actions are getting better. So, on one level, the way that some understand this Chidush Yerim is that the existence of the Jewish people, that the actions, shamaisim mishubachim yoser, what does that mean, the actions are getting better? It means that at Dar L'Dar Shabach Masecha, as the generations go on, and the Jewish people are still here, and not only are we here, but the Jewish people are thriving. There's more Torah in the world now than almost any before. There's more chesed going on in the world. Unbelievable tzedaka, mamish, unbelievable tzedaka being given in the world. Excuse me. Dar l'dar yishabach masecha. That we have to give such praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we're here and that we're able to serve him. And the Jewish people are not only surviving, but we're thriving. Because we've seen the tzaras of the past. We've seen the miracles that have taken place. Again, Chevra, we're learning the week after Yom HaTzma'ut. 2 weeks ago, Yom HaShoah. We spoke about this in the Yom HaTzma'ut Shir from Rav Dessler and from others. But we know that the Yavetz, Rav Yaakov Emden, in the introduction to Siddur Beis Yaakov, I wanted to quote the Lashon of the Rav Yaakov Emden, because you know what he wrote in the introduction to Siddur? He wrote in the introduction to the Siddur, listen to this, Chevra. He wrote, Ki behisbonin beneflos ela, when someone reflects on these wonders of the existence of the Jewish people that we're here, lo yochlu lan labdenu l'chaloseinu, that no nations were able to destroy us and eradicate us, Godlo etzli yoser, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, it's greater to me. And again, Rabbi Yaakov Emden talking about 1700s, chevra. Talking about 1700s, right? Imagine what Rabbi Yaakov Emden would say, seeing the Jewish world today, right? He says, Godlo etzli yoser mikol nisim niflol she'osa Hashem Yisbarach la'vaseinu b'mitzrayim u'b'midbar u'b'eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the introduction to Siddur, the existence of the Jewish people to him is a greater mofes, is a greater wonder and miracle, meaning to him in the 1700s, than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the miracles Hashem did for us in the Midbar and the miracles that Hashem did for us in Eretz Yisrael. The fact that we're still here, this is what Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the 1700s. V'chol ma she'erech ha'golos yoser nis'amitz tokfo gvuroso. And he says, and the longer Golos gets, we see how unbelievable it is that the Jewish people are still here. Can you imagine? Rabbi Yaakov Emden's writing this in the 1700s. Can you imagine what Rabbi Yaakov Emden would say if he was living now? Mamish, think about what Rabbi Yaakov Emden said. It's like Rav Dessler said, we quoted in the Yom HaTzmochir. Rav Dessler, in the letter that he wrote to Gates, said, he said, a person has to be blind not to see the Rachmei Shemaim, the Chesed of Hashem, in the establishment of the State of Israel. And that's what it means. Dor l'dor, yishabach masecha. That in each and every generation, yishabach, meaning it's going to get greater, better, meaning lashbiach, to improve. Yayin mishubach, a fine wine, right? Call it marbe l'saper, b'tzias tzrayim harizem mishubach. That your emuna and the mitzvah is fulfilled in a greater way. So dor l'dor, yishabach masecha. From each and every generation, as the generations go on, they're going to be able to sing even greater praise of the Ma'aseh Hashem, of seeing the existence of the Jewish people and the chesed of the Bar Olam. Think about Mamash, beautiful, beautiful pshat. That's one way that many understand the Chiddush Yerim. That when the Chiddush Yerim says, Shehamasim Shubachim Yoser, that the actions are even finer each and every generation, that means that Ma'aseh Hashem, that we're still here and that we have to give incredible Shevach V'odah, Dor L'dor, Yishabach Masecha. But then there's another pshat. The other pshat is something that we speak about often. And this pshat was given by the great-great-grandson of the Chiddush Yerim. The Chiddush Yerim's grandson was the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes' father died young, and so the Sfas Emes, the second Ger Rebbe, was raised by his grandfather, the Chiddush Yerim. The Imre Emes was a great-great-grandson. The Imre Emes' oldest son, who took over when the Imre Emes died, when he managed to escape the Nazis and made the Eretz Yisrael, was the Beis Yisrael, the Beis Yisrael, Yisrael Alter, Zuchus Yigin Aleinu. So how did he understand his Alta Zedis Pshat? So the way the Beis Yisrael understood his Alta Zedi was, Dor L'dor Shabach Masecha, he says that the generations are going to get weaker and weaker. Dor L'dor Shabach Masecha means that our Maisim, he says that the Maisim, Dar L'Dar, that every generation that gets weaker and weaker, Yishabach Masecha, means that our Maisim become more Chashuv. Our Maisim become greater in the eyes of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Chiddush Yerim is telling us. And that's a famous pshat that the Chiddush Yerim, and maybe he thought that this is because his Alta Zedi says in the beginning of Parshas Ekev, V'haya Ekev Tishmiun, V'haya is a Lashon Simcha, that it will be when you listen. V'haya is an expression of joy. Ekev, the Chiddush Yerim said, is referring to Ikvsa the Mashiach, the final generations right before Mashiach, when it's going to be so hard to be a from Jew. Tishmiun, that is going to be such joy. Klape Shmaya, in heaven, when in Ikvus of the Mashiach, the final generations, we listen to Hashem and we do the Ratzon Hashem. Do you understand what Nachas Ruach we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu right now? That here we are on a Monday night and we're learning Torah together. We're learning the deep Torah of David HaMelech to be able to come even closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and daven with a bren, to daven with a fire. Mamish, tremendous Nachas Ruach. So that's what the Beis Yisrael says, Dor L'dor Yishabach Masecha. Not the Ma'aseh Hashem need to be praised more because of the incredible miracle of our continuous existence, which of course it's true, but that's not pshat in the Pasuk, according to Chiddush Yerim, according to the Beis Yisrael, his great-great-grandson. He's saying what the Alta Zeta meant was, Dor L'dor Yishabach Masecha, your Ma'asim are getting better. Again, every generation, and think about, 20 years ago, 20 years ago as a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, 21 years ago, they didn't have smartphones. They had these flip phones. The only thing they played on was a silly game called Snake that no one would want to play Bizman Israel, though someone, of course, told me, no, there is an app, and they play this old Snake game again, right? But, Mamish, think about where we are in 20 years. It's a Pella. Where we are in 10 years from last... Where are we going to be in 10 years from now, Chaver? Hopefully in Yishalayim, with the Beis HaMikdash, and Mashiach Tzedkenu, of course. But, Dor L'Dor Yishabach Masech, and every generation, things getting so low. Mamish, our actions are that much more beloved and great in the eyes of the Rebbe Amshul. This is something we've quoted many times, that Reb Chaim Vital, when he was praised by his Rebbe, the Ari HaKadosh, of how great he was, he said, how can I have such a great neshama? You know, I don't compare. And the Arizal told him, you're making a mistake. It doesn't depend on you. It depends on the generation. And when the generation is so low and you're working hard to serve Hashem, you don't know how great you are. And that's what I've said many times. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita, 21 years ago, told my Talmidim when they were leaving Eretz Yisrael to come back to America. He said, when you go to America and you try and daven with a passion and learn with depth and do chesed with incredible love, he said, you can reach the level of the Avos and Imahos. That's what he said, that your Avod will be cherished by Hashem. And like the level of the Avos Nimos, how can it be? Because that's exactly what we're saying. Dor L'Dor Yishabach Masecha, here we are in the heel of history, the lowest time in all. Look where we are. We're worse than the Dar HaMabel, worse than the Dar HaFlaga, with the immorality and the heresy. So therefore, Dor L'Dor Yishabach Masecha, you don't know how much what we say and what we do is cherished by the Ribbono Shel Olam, how beautiful it is. And you should know that also the Beis Yosef, in his Sefer Magid Mesharim, he tells over his Chavrusus with a Malach. He said that the Malach Taka told him the same thing. He write, Ki ata nismatu hadorshim Hashem, and misor ledorsho hu nizkar letova. That the Malach said that in their generation, again, the golden age of Kabbalah and Sfat, I mean, it's wild, that the Malach told the Beis Yosef that it's such a low generation, so few seeking Hashem, that those that do, mamish, very high level. So, Chevra, what we're doing here, understand how great this is. Understand we have to seek out Hashem. Dar L'Dar Yishvach Masecha, the Beis Yosef said, David HaMelech is telling us, David HaMelech saw our generation, Chevra. David HaMelech saw our generation. He's saying, do you know how much Hashem loves you? It's gewalt, gewalt. How much our actions are doing, how great it is. What is Ugvorasach Yagidu? Ugvorasach Yagidu, what then does it mean? Ugvorasach and your strength, Yagidu, they will say over. In each generation, they're singing, they're praising your actions. What does it mean, Ugvorasach Yagidu? So the Malbim, based upon what we said earlier, so it's very interesting. The Malbim said the first part is Dar L'Dar Yishabach Masecha in terms of the greater knowledge of natural order and technological advancements, that each generation has a greater understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their praise of Hashem has to be better than the generation before, because we have new understandings of Hashem's world. So Gevurasach Yagidu, he says what it means is Lehepach. He's saying that the Gevuros Hashem is when Hashem goes against Teva, when Hashem Gevura is exercises that din and goes against the Teva HaOlam. Gevurasach Yagidu, from each and every generation, see the Gevura of Hashem in that way. Okay, meaning it's the second half it's the complement to the first half of the pasuk, but there's also another pshat. Some say the gevura Hashem that Hashem is still suffering together with us in the skullus, that the gevura that Hashem pulls back from wiping out all of our enemies, from just ending, the gevura means restraint, pull back. We recognize the strength that you need because you're Kielu in such pain with us, sharing our pain. Again, also a beautiful, beautiful message David HaMelech is telling us. We're going to speak of that because we know that, you know, that's Shechinta Begalusa, and that's the mitzvah, that's the idea, the Niyug Tova of saying Tikkun Chatzos that the Shulchan Aruch talks about in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Every night to cry about the pain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels, when the Gemara in the beginning of Brachos tells us how Hashem screams every night that woe to the parent that had to send away children from his home, from his table, woe to the children who were sent away. Gevurasach Yagidu, the Gevura of Hashem, will also speak of that, that we know Hashem is sharing our pain with us. But there's also another beautiful pshat from the Damesek Eliezer, of the Kamarna Rebbe, that what does he say? You know what it is? that Ugvarasecha Yagidu are the Jewish people that are Koveshes Yitzro. Ezu Gibor, we know, this is Pirkei Avos time, Chever, right? We learn Pirkei Avos this time of year. Ezu Gibor HaKoveshes Yitzro. You know what a strong person is? Who's able to conquer the Yetzirah, who's able to live their ideals. That's why my Rebbe Reb Lachman said it, Gvarasech Yagidu, Gibar, Ezu Gibar, Kovesh Yitzro, you live your ideals, right? You don't give in to the Tav, you're able to stay strong, Kovesh Yetzir, and live the ideals that you know to be correct. Gvarasech Yagidu means, and your strong ones, meaning Hashem, your strong ones, who are able to live their ideals, Yagidu, they'll be able to tell us how everything is from the Ribbono Shel. They're the ones that will be able to see with clarity, and they can teach us in the greatest way. So again, Chevra, two very, very important psukim, two beautiful, beautiful psukim, and I hope that as we daven Ashrei this week, we'll have special kavan again. Arimcha Hashem, you know, b'chayom arecheka, we've been having the focus of those psukim, I hope, now 2 weeks. I apologize, I had a cancel shiur last week. But now we're going to work intensely on Gadol Hashem l'hul ma'od v'gdulaso, en cheker dor l'dori shabach masecha u'gvarasecha yagidu. And we should all be zoche to see the coming of Mashiach and see the revealed kindness. Okay, everyone, have a good night.